This podcast was produced within the framework of Podject.
So, hello. My name is Zubaida and I have my friends here.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
I'm Julia.
Rizak.
And I'm Sophia.
We are here just to talk about our podcast, Piece of World. I have some ideas to negotiate with you. What do you think we can do to find balance in our personal life? Like, we are busy during work, during in our daily life. We have a lot of things to do from 9 a.m. till the 9 p.m. So give me some tips to find that inner peace or peace in my personal level.
You know, I think personally it's kind of a difficult question, because I imagine all of a sudden this meme, you know, where a dog is sitting inside the house and the house is burning and the dog is making this face. Everything is fine. No, no. I'm good.
Do you know Ross from Friends? Fine.
So first things first, we need at least to accept that things are not fine. Then about the strategies, how to find this peace, where to find it, I don't know, maybe.
So you say we have to accept our feelings, we should not deny it.
Yeah. It's important to find some moments for ourselves, you know?
Yes.
Because with the inner peace in general, of course, it's related to how we feel. And then it's about how we feel with the others.
Yeah.
How it's both.
How do you define that moment for ourselves? What do you do in your, like, Julia time?
In Julia time, it's about to not think about all the things we need to do. Okay. So, as you said, we are super busy. We sometimes are, I'm also workaholic, you know? Yes. Yes. But just to stop and say, okay, exactly.
21st century. Yeah.
And relax, maybe have half an hour for myself, listen to music, you know, to work on my thoughts about things, so to watch them from outside.
So that's how you reach out the inner peace? And
Yes, okay. Because if you think from outside, you are like a third person watching yourself, and it's better, because in that case, the things are not so attached to yourself.
Oh, so yeah, just zoning out.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, nice.
Talking about inner peace sounds like so romantic for me. I'm not workaholic at all. Like, I can be alcoholic more than workaholic. But
well, it's better sometimes.
Yeah. But yes, inner peace, I don't know, it's a very huge topic. Yani, if I preferred, for example, to start with another question, like not the inner peace. Like,
what do you think?
I know.
What do you prefer to say?
I don't know. Like, I've just said what I thought.
How to survive or how to escape?
Oh, this is an interesting point, I think.
Yeah,
like
I have
think many people now are trying to search for inner peace by escaping the world, you know, these digital nomads, communities around, a bit, you know, based on common values, going back to the ground, eliminating at all what disturbs you. But then you will anyways find yourself, I think, in a globalized world has all the consequences also.
Yes, I have this idea to move away in the country to just buy a cow and some chickens. And
I would love it. I tell you the truth.
I will have my breakfast from their eggs. It's going to be perfect life.
I think we're talking a lot about, like, the inner peace comes from
nature.
If we're disappearing or going away from people, but... And we talked about it before, like, from where it comes, the inner peace. Is it from me,
outside?
From, like, myself, or if it's from outside? Yeah, I can live by my own and have nothing. I can feel, like, uncomfortable, like, without inner peace when I'm living by my own, too. So
yeah, but I think it's all about our thoughts, how we think about it. Like, you know, I know in psychology, we can't control our thought. And, we have to control our thought and we express our feelings. So maybe if I have to escape, just focus on escaping, not just dealing with the problems of daily life.
OK. Okay, I'm coming back to my meme of the dog sitting in the burning house and thinking everything is getting well. But thank you. I think this is, anyways, just a joke, but a very useful advice, at least to cope with the anxiety and struggles that has no like real origins or in the real life, or that you cannot change in the real life.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I agree also, because as I said, I mean, of course, it's important to find some moment for ourselves, but peace and also I would say freedom, both, they always come in relationship with the others and with the things you do. Otherwise, you're not peaceful somehow also with yourself.
Because if you are alone.
Yes, it's the same. You experience it with the others and with all the things and tasks you have to do.
Do you think in this modern world who like encourage individuality, so do you find like it's hard to reach inner peace in like in relationship levels? I have to find this kind of peace between my lovely person or people.
And if they're not feeling like peaceful or free, I'm not gonna feel it too. Like there is no freedom for one person. Yeah. It's it's a common action, if it's the right word. Mm-hmm. It's a common thing. I can't be free, and my brother, for example, feel unsafe.
Exactly. So, this is the point.
So our peace is related also with our environment.
With our responsibilities.
Yeah. We're part of this nature.
To the others and to the environment.
So all I can understand is like two levels of inner peace, like in ourselves, inside us, and in our environment level.
Exactly, yes.
So nice.
It's reflect a good, on each other.
So thank you for this short conversation. I really enjoy it. And I enjoy really to have this brainstorming about peace with you guys.
Never ending story.
Yes.
Well, but let's
end here for the moment.
So,
bye.
Shukran.
Mm-hmm.